Cutting off Russian energy profits. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden and Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, are about to speak momentarily in Brussels. They are expected to announce agreement on a plan to slash Europe's dependence on Russian energy, which could also see the United States send more liquefied natural gas to Europe. The president will leave in a few hours for Poland for meetings on the Ukrainian refugee crisis after announcing yesterday the U.S. will accept thousands of them.
Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
The president also pledged $1 billion to help in the refugee crisis. In their emergency summit yesterday, NATO ministers agreed to send more military hardware to Ukraine.
We don't know the details of everything that is coming in. It doesn't appear at this stage that they'll be sending in the actual tanks and fighter jets that the Ukrainians really would like, but all of the other hardware that is coming in is absolutely making a difference. Will it be enough to completely turn the tide of this war? We simply don't know yet.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine reports Ukrainian forces have pushed Russian troops further away from the capital of Kiev. A majority of Americans, 56%, say the president hasn't been tough enough on Russia during the month-long invasion of Ukraine. This according to an AP-NORC poll. A Fox News poll finds only 31% approval of the president's efforts to control inflation.
Two-thirds of voters say they have cut back either a lot or somewhat to afford necessities, with more than half of those polled saying rising gas prices are a major problem for their families. Of note, roughly two-thirds of those polled were also willing to pay more for gasoline if it helps Ukraine fight Russia.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Senate's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has ended.
Sure, committee stands adjourned.
With the drop of that gavel, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin brought 4 days of hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to a close. Jackson did not testify on the final day. Instead, a panel of outside witnesses argued for and against the nominee. Jackson continued meeting with senators one-on-one. The Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on advancing Jackson's nomination on April 4th. That could set up a final Senate vote later that week before an Easter recess. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announcing on the Senate floor yesterday he will not support the judge's nomination. Some surprising details dribbling out from the pending revised nuclear deal with Iran.
The State Department confirms President Biden may allow Vladimir Putin's regime to purchase and import Iran's excess enriched uranium under a new nuclear deal, justifying the move. Enriched uranium is the core component used to make nuclear weapons, and a final nuclear deal may be just days or even hours away, according to the Iranians. The news comes as Putin's regime refuses to take the threat of nuclear weapons off the table if it faces a, quote, existential threat. Under the terms of the 2015 JCPOA, Russia took Iran's enriched uranium so that Iran's stockpile stayed below the amount agreed to under the deal.
Fox's Jillian Turner at the White House. A federal judge says a new Virginia state law that gives parents the final say over whether their kids have to wear masks in school does not block the parents of children with medical issues from seeking a reasonable accommodation that could include new mask mandates. State lawmakers in Utah will try today to override the governor's veto of legislation that would ban transgender athletes from playing on women's sports teams in Utah. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.